One day before International Women's Day, radical civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart died. She died yesterday at her home in Brooklyn from complications of cancer and a series of strokes. She was 77 years old. Stewart was a former teacher and librarian. She took up law after seeing the squalor surrounding a public school she taught in Harlem. Her partner, Ralph Poynter.
I want people to know that Lynn's life was to make the world a better place. And when one of the things she said to her health aide was that she felt she was letting me, the movement, and the people down, dying. And because she says the work isn't done. And I was so taken aback that I said, don't ever say you have always supported the people. And I want more time. The people want more time. But you have done your work. And so whatever it's going to be, know that we don't expect more of you. We all want more of you. But, you know, it's we all have our time. And when that comes, that's it.
Lynn Stewart was known as a people's lawyer. She represented the poor and revolutionaries. Tributes have been coming in from throughout the world.
I am so appreciative that people recognize what she's about. But she just wanted to be about that. It was about, you know, making the world a better place, the camaraderie, the fellowship with people of goodwill. People who understood the situation with race, class, religion, gender. She wanted to deal with all of those things, and I think she did, but she wasn't satisfied. The job isn't over. And I says, well, you carry it as far as you can, and she did that. And I'm so proud of her. I there are no words. I feel privileged of having been with her for those 60 years that she spent aware of what was happening and working to change it.
Many considered Stewart a political prisoner after she was convicted of aiding terrorism in 2005 and sentenced initially to 28 months, but later sentenced to serve 10 years. This for allegedly helping to smuggle out a message from the imprisoned Omar Abdel Rahman to his followers in Egypt. 4 years later, Stewart was out on compassionate release, suffering from cancer. Last week, a final stroke. Friends came by to say their farewells. Viewing and funeral services are set for Friday at the Scotto Funeral Home in Brooklyn from 2 to 9 p.m., and then a funeral service at St. Mark's Church on the Bowery, 2nd Avenue and 10th Street. Poynter says he and Stewart had such a long relationship because of their shared politics and because they laughed at the same things.
We were both hardwired, but with a good fight, we always ended up with a conclusion, a positive conclusion. And we would, like I said, we'd fight like cats and dogs over the politics. And then in the end, we would laugh and continue. And then one would look at the other and say, you know, you're too hardwired. And it worked for both of us. We were both hardwired.
Ralph Poynter speaking about his partner of more than 55 years, civil rights attorney Lynn Stewart. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.